This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talking about severe weather and, of course, the complete and utter destruction in a northern Ukrainian city. We've been talking about this for over a month, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. So what's the latest there, and what is the body count as far as the Russians are concerned? So not just the Ukrainians, but what's happening on the other side of the equation. Thanks, as always, for hanging with us here on the show, and I talked about just a few nights ago what it was like to have tornadoes come pretty close to where I live and hear the sirens going off. And I know many of you have lived with the threat of tornadoes for most of your life, but it seems like the last couple of days it's been awful. The storm system that hit those Texas towns and Louisiana this week is pushing east, from what I'm told, and it's leaving a lot of destruction and a lot of the country under the threat of more severe weather. So about 50 million people from Florida to Michigan, and even east to the Virginia coast, all of you listening are at risk of severe weather, and that includes tornadoes, large hail, gusty winds, cities that are threatened, Columbus, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Savannah, Georgia, Charlotte, Raleigh, Greensboro, North Carolina. So watch out. Wednesday afternoon, 5 million people in parts of eastern Kentucky, eastern Ohio, far western Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. You know, you got nailed with some of this stuff, and boy, it's, I just, every day, you know, the first thing I do is I look at the weather map lately, and I'm seeing some of the destruction, the large tornado that hit our friends in New Orleans, and how bad that was, the debris that you could see the next day on Wednesday. And of course, some of the hail that hit in some of those other areas, you know, that crazy 48 hours, there were 175 storm reports. Some of the rain that fell up to 4 inches in Texas and Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And I can raise my hand. I'm right there with you because we had crazy rain and the massive threat of the tornadoes that was all around. It did hit some areas of Texas. And again, in New Orleans, you know what I'm talking about because you were hit Tuesday night and then waking up on Wednesday to see what debris was left for some people. And there were a lot of people that had to do without power, and that seems to be the common denominator. When you have those heavy winds, et cetera, look out because there's sure to be some power outages, and there definitely was some power outages, no doubt about that. Madeleine Albright has died at the age of 84. Her significance, the first female U.S. Secretary of State who really kind of helped Western policy, foreign policy anyway, in the aftermath of the Cold War, 84 years old. The cause was cancer. Her family released a statement on Wednesday to let the nation know, the world know, about what had happened to Madeleine Albright. And it's interesting because we look at Russia and Russia and Putin and his madness not wanting the Ukraine to be part of NATO. Well, that was her big push. She was really one of the people at that time that championed or pushed for the expansion of NATO and pushed for the alliance to intervene in the Balkans to stop genocide and ethnic cleansing. And also a big thing was to stop, to reduce the spread of nuclear weapons and human rights championing. She was a real champion of human rights and democracy around the globe. So, again, Madeleine Albright dead at the age of 84 years old. And like I said, the significance, she really had a big push, a big hand in spreading NATO and getting more countries to join. So Putin was not a friend of Madeleine Albright's because he obviously does not want to see any countries near him be part of NATO, and that's part of what the deal is with the Ukraine. And part of the reason that there is no end to this, because the Ukrainians want peace. They want democracy. And Zelensky would like the Ukraine to be part of NATO. And there was a big, really, kind of a stretch where there was a massive push for that to happen. So what's going on as far as what's happening with the numbers overall, meaning the numbers of casualties, what's going on when it comes to the Ukrainian people? You know, this is what we see. We see these bombed out buildings and people that are victims to these long range missiles that basically that have been lobbed into their territory. And they're even saying that, you know, they can't handle the amount of dead. So once again, they're having more problems. But the bodies of Russian soldiers are also piling up in the Ukraine, and much more, I'm sure, than Putin would like or like to admit. But there is a call for this trail of destruction of combat tanks and other kinds of vehicles that are just blackened out and bombed out. And these are the Russian vehicles of war, I guess I'll call them that. And there are charred bodies that are on this battlefield. They are abandoned corpses. And according to what people are saying on the ground is there are hundreds of them all over the region. So what the Russians are asking for is that the bodies be placed into refrigerators and sent back to Russia for identification through DNA testing. But, you know, this has been a month, and it's very unclear if the remains of the soldiers are being sent back to Russia or not, because you have to think they're in the middle of this conflict. So there's been a crackdown on information, I think, certainly with Russia, about the realities of this very bloody war, not on the Ukrainian side. What's happening is many of the Russians are relying on social networks, on Twitter, on Facebook, on whatever they can hear or see, where they feel like they're getting other information that is being stopped in Russia. So they're not seeing the body of dead Russian soldiers near highways. They're not seeing the tanks that are blown apart. They're not seeing those images unless they see it on social media somehow. But the scale of Russia's troop losses are starting to show up because of the videos and the reports and so many of the journalists who are risking life and limb to be out there reporting and who are showing those pictures to give a sense of, yeah, this is what's also happening on the other side of the war. This is what's happening to Russia. I mean, the problem is they're piling up. The weather is cold. And do they really know the casualty count? No. It's been estimated, perhaps, that it's more than they think, and it could be in the thousands, because it's usually where they get hit in shelling, and they can't even identify the metal dog tags where the number's written because they have no information about the person. So when the weather turns, it's going to be much worse, and I have a feeling that this is going to continue to drag out, without a doubt. All right, more coming your way. Stay with us. I'll be similar to side.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Jazz. Anytime is a good time for jazz. Mellow out. That's good stuff. Hey, everybody. Once again, Kate Delaney. We have the red carpet rolled out for you. In fact, I even scrubbed it earlier in the day, so picture in your mind a brilliant red carpet. Just the kind that the celebrities will be walking on for the Oscars coming up this weekend. The Oscars are on Sunday. I bet, like, one out of every 2,000 people. One out of every 2,000 people who listen to the show care about the Oscars. But I know you're movie fans because you ask me for movie reviews. You ask me to bring back the cheap movie reviews. So we're doing that. Let's go to Grim in Mississippi. We've been worried about him. Grim, how you be?
Well, I'd like to first give a shout out to Lulu, and I need to know where you broadcast, what station in San Antonio. But I ain't doing so good, Kate. My heart strength's down to 8% from my last exam, and I had a fall in the hospital and scraped my shin, and I got the cellulitis coming back. I'm on a lot of antibiotics right now, and I'll tell you, one thing I have learned, the amount of antibiotics that I've taken, whether you can believe it or not, it can cause you to go into delirium or schizophrenic acts. It's really, I'm pretty close to losing my mind here, but what can I say?
You know what? It is true about antibiotics. You have to be careful with them, and you're right. And I've heard that there's a lot of side effects. There's a lot of things that happen with people. You're right, so be careful.
Well, I started off with two 1,400-milligram drips, and the basic antibiotic they're using is the same one that would kill gonorrhea or syphilis.
Oh.
And I've been on three pills that are basically about 300 milligrams three times a day.
Wow.
And I've been doing that for about 6 or 7 days, and it's starting to take its toll.
I bet.
Kind of mentally. But I'm also trying to, which I'll get with you, I'll send you a notice, but I'm trying to put a GoFundMe account together for small things, because a lot of people don't realize how much gauze, iodine, alcohol, all the little things start to run up when you're trying to treat yourself.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you used to call here and you used to have great jokes. And you reminded me that I need to start doing the joke thing.
You're talking about the tornado now. I got one that I can do real quick, like.
Let's hear it.
Okay. There's this guy where I used to live. His name was Jack, and he used to walk all around the three area counties that I lived in. That's all he ever did was walk. And there in seminary, we had a real bad, an F3 tornado move through. And they found him in a pond. So most everybody in the community got together, and we bought him a parachute. Well, it happened again 2 years later, same area. And you can still drive down Highway 49 and see the devastation. It's still bad 8 years later. And I was sitting there looking out my back window the second time. Sure enough, I see Jack flying up in the air. but he had a soft landing this time. There you go.
But I'm pumped. Grim, take care. You made us laugh and you laugh, so that's a good thing. Keep laughing, my friend. Jeez. Oh, we wish him the best. That's really a tough situation that he's been in, just getting sicker and sicker, unfortunately. You know, as we look ahead to some of what's happened, I mentioned in the beginning the carnage in one area of the Ukraine, several areas of the Ukraine, but in northern Ukraine, the city there, they're saying that they cannot handle all the dead because the onslaught is taking its toll on people, on the civilians there. You've got buildings that are just blown apart. There is rubble all over the streets. So the bricks, the wood, the still burning fires in the air. Let me paint that picture for you, one that we hope we would never see in our neighborhoods. And the mayor there is saying that I want you to see what's going on. I want you to see our city cemetery. We can't handle this. We are keeping people in morgues and refrigerators longer than normal. We are burying people in the old cemeteries that haven't been used in a while. And when asked how many people died so far, you know, they said, well, look around and look at the tractors and look at what's happening and look what they're trying to do. We don't even know. They're saying we don't know, because we have all these homes with roofs blown off, caved in. We can't even tell you because we can't even get there fast enough. Yikes. Yeah, so no signs of slowing down. No signs taking a page out of let's go for some kind of peace talk or whatever. And this now is just in front of the NATO summit that's coming up on Thursday. The U.S. government formally declared Russia's military has committed war crimes in the Ukraine. Our president is expected to release new sanctions on members of Russia's Duma during the summit with world leaders. And nobody can seem to agree on when is enough enough and when will the bloodshed basically in the Ukraine end, or what will dissuade President Putin? What will dissuade him from what is happening? And, you know, tune in to anywhere where you've got somebody that's there on the ground and they're reporting, and you'll see the aerial footage. You'll see that cities have been, some of them, reduced to, ash. And, you know, you got Zelensky calling for demonstrations supporting the Ukraine, because we're at this 1 month mark, just like that. I mean, doesn't it seem like it just happened yesterday, but it is definitely over a month. You know, we're right there at that point, and there is no slowing down. If anything, it's just kind of getting wider, I would say. And as we are here on the air, which is what I love about the show, you know, there are cities that are being shelled. You look at Kyiv and you know, look at the Ukrainian forces and the fact that they've been able to push back the Russians the way that they've been able to do it is just amazing, because they're about 34 miles away. Russian forces are about 35 miles away from the city center, and they're digging in and they're trying to get some sort of defensive positions, but they haven't gotten any closer to the center. And that's a good thing, because they've been pushing for a while now, obviously, to do that. And Moscow announced, okay, we're going to fight back. We're going to expel U.S. diplomats from Russia, because they threw out a statement and said that. And a senior diplomat from the U.S. diplomatic mission in Moscow was handed a note with a list of expelled American diplomatic employees that were declared persona non grata. That means unwelcome. You know that. So don't come. Don't be here. Get out. Get out. And in the meantime, in the House, there was a bill that was sent down to the floor to ban importing Russian oil, natural gas, coal to the U.S. And the House passed that bill, as we know, back on March 9th. And we look at the price of gasoline, and while it is higher, it seems in some places it's holding steady or dipping down a little bit, because there was such an uprising over what people were paying for gas, right? Such an uprising. We're going to go to the mailbag coming up, but before we get there, now there is this little sneaky BA2 subvariant that is starting to rise. BA2 caused about 35% of the cases. This is COVID-19 in the U.S. last week. That's up 22% from the week before. I hate to even say that. So they're holding steady or increasing. 19 states. This is info, data from Johns Hopkins University. And where are they seeing it? New York, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Jersey, northeastern regions mostly, BA2, causing more than half of the new COVID-19 cases. Mailbag next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Louisiana is inspired by the recovery effect in New Orleans, which was hit by a massive tornado. Governor John Bel Edwards saying the aerial view of hard-hit Araby was amazing. He said one house was totaled and then next door the home was untouched. One person was killed and eight people were injured. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson set to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee for day four of her confirmation hearings on Thursday. On Wednesday, Judge Jackson said she understands the constitutional constraints placed on judges.
Judges can't make law. Judges shouldn't be policymakers. That's a part of our constitutional design, and it prevents our government from being too powerful and encroaching on individual liberty.
USA Radio News. A new study is shedding some light on people who die with COVID and donate their organs.
Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University.
Former Presidents George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton, all remembering the late former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, who passed away Wednesday at the age of 84.
It doesn't take a seasoned observer of international relations to point out that we are living through a time of monumental change across the world.
She served as the first Secretary of State under former President Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
No digging required. All of you always show up, so we just go right to it. This one from Matthew. Hey, Kate, I like that you keep those updates pretty short, limiting, and give us the latest, saddest from the Ukraine. It's such a mixed bag when you're out there listening in radio land as to the various takes on Putin and on what's happening in the Ukraine and the United States involvement in it. And I'm telling you, it's sad to watch the body count. And you think people just thirsting for the liberty and the freedoms they had just suddenly find it taken away. Put yourself in their shoes. What would that be like? I think you said something similar to that on one of the shows that you did, and that's how you have to look at it. We don't suffer that, and we haven't. And if we did, it would be frightening to imagine dodging for your life to get to some border, to get out of a situation where you could be dead in an instant, and just to leave with whatever you have on your back, and maybe not really very much to survive. So I think we should have, no matter where we fall in the political spectrum, empathy for these people in the Ukraine and their unbelievable situation. I agree. That was good, Matthew. That's why I say it that way. How can we not have empathy for that situation? You said it. You have children. You are living a life. You're doing what you normally do. And all of a sudden, there's the fallout because you think, oh, that won't possibly happen. Yes, we keep hearing about they're getting closer and they're maneuvering. And then all of a sudden, there's an invasion. And all of a sudden, my cute little beautiful city where I go down to the park with my kids or I run a few blocks over and go have coffee with somebody or I'm running to the market to cook dinner for the fam or I'm working and I have my kids at some sort of a daycare in a daycare situation. That all just gets pushed aside. Life is not the same. I mean, it's just, it's not the same. So when you hear things like the Russian combat power is below 90% and you've got frostbite problems, and that's stalling the invasion, then you still hope somewhere, somehow that this flips around. I mean, does anyone really want to see this? Do we really want this to happen? No. I mean, impose more sanctions. Figure out how to squeeze Putin. What can the U.S. do? I mean, what can the U.S. do to combat this megalomaniac? Here's one from Ron. Ron says, I love the photos of Zelensky and his flak jacket and his helmet and his resolve. I mean, there is a good guy. There is a guy that is in the middle of things that he maybe doesn't have to be in the middle of things because he, after all, is the president and he is a target and he knows that and he has his own family. So I say that he is a hero for the Ukrainian people and they should be happy that they have someone like him to try and hold down the fort, so to speak. He just might do it. He just might do it. Yeah, certainly he's becoming, it's funny because, you know, his background is he was a comedian and then he became president and then this situation happened and he's become an overnight sort of hero. And I don't think that's the quest at all. This is my homeland. My children were born here. My wife, my family, we live here and this is being taken away from us too. So I'm going to be in the middle of it. I'm going to defend. I'm going to rally the people around me. I'm going to do what I have to do, whatever that is. And people are watching what's happening there. Here's one from Joseph. Kate, I haven't emailed in maybe a week or so, but I've been paying attention to what's happening, not just around the globe, but obviously around the United States and you know, weather is, as you say, the common denominator, and we are certainly getting some of it. I agree with you that the tornado situations are awful when you think of tornadoes versus hurricanes. At least you get a little bit more of a warning, and you can decide what you want to do in a hurricane situation versus what's happening with these EF3 tornadoes, like the one in New Orleans, was absolutely terrible when you saw the aftermath that they couldn't see necessarily because it touched down at night and it was massive. You know what? You're absolutely right. I looked at every video, everything I could possibly see from that hurricane, and it is that thing that you just have houses that are ripped to shreds. I mean, they're ripped to shreds. When we say damaged, they're gone. They're uninhabitable. You cannot go back and live there in almost all the cases of everything that I saw. I mean, the governor toured. He saw with his own eyes, and there was one person that died in the storm. I can't believe more people didn't die, so that is a miracle in itself, but it was nasty. The damage, terrible. Cars flipped. Houses where they had more than just the roof ripped off, the walls, pulled off the foundation. I mean, just pulled off the foundation. So think of an EF3. I mean, EF3. So New Orleans has been hit by tornadoes over the last 5 years. We know that. But an EF3, you got peak winds of 150 miles an hour. 150 miles an hour. So the storm destroyed 638 homes. I mean, look, in New Orleans, the people are so crazy resilient. Even that was the message from the mayor. That was the message. I mean, this is a resilient group of people. Because the public, they help each other. They help stranger on stranger on stranger. And, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of homes to be hit. And they talk about how scary it was and unbelievable and what that, you know, what that feeling is like when you're in the middle of it. And then waking up and evaluating it. And, of course, it was a situation, too, in one of these suburbs where you had houses across the street that were perfectly fine. And then you had other homes where they were just ripped apart, blown off their foundation, different kinds of disarray, I guess is the best way to say that. I have to say that because I've been around tornadoes and I do know what to do, it was scary to see how close that rotation was coming to where I lived. Because I mean, of course, it's about your life, first of all, neighbors, etc. But just to see how easily that could have formed and how loud the sirens were, which, thank goodness, that was the idea. Here's your warning. We're watching the map, too, and we're going to tell you what's going to happen, you know. So we move from that to this one from Claire Bear. Kate, I like tennis like you. I was listening to your cave segment, and you talked about Ash Barty. I was shocked. Boy, retiring at 25, what do you think made her decide to step away from the great game of tennis? I think that she said it. She said, I mean, it was sudden, but and she's in the prime of her career, but that she was burnt out, that she had nothing left. She said, I have nothing left. That's it. I got to go. I've already won a bunch of tournaments. Please get off my back. I mean, listen, $24 million in prize money, millions more in endorsements, two trophies, Wimby and Australian Open. She loved the sport, but she didn't like everything that was in between. And what's in between is maniacal practice working on your game. And she said that. She said, you don't stop until you stop. You don't stop until you stop. So you have the pressure of living up to expectations, all of that. I mean, you know, she was on the map since she was a junior Wimbledon champion at 15. So I think this one sticks. I mean, I think she wanted something normal. And that her normal was, I got to get out of the game. And I'm winning all these other, I've won all these other tournaments and I feel good about it. So I'm getting out of the game. I mean, she has all the money she'll ever need, let's face it. She has a Hall of Fame career already in the bag. So she wanted to chase happiness outside of tennis. Because you forget, you know, it's, yes, making millions, that's the one side of it, but all the travel, all the everything in between. And she wasn't whining. She just said that that was it. She was done. It's very stunning when that happens because it hardly ever happens. 24/7, K to Kate Delaney Radio. You know it. Send me your thoughts.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, I've been talking about this for a long time, and so I am very excited to have Scott Norman, Vice President at Finance of America Reverse, because we're talking about how do you plan for your retirement, and could you use reverse mortgages as a good way for minimizing your risk as a risk management tool toward ensuring a stable retirement strategy. And he knows all about that. So like I said, I'm high on this and excited to have him on. Thanks so much for coming on, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me on.
What are the misconceptions about reverse mortgages?
Well, I think the biggest misconception about a reverse mortgage is what can it really do for me? You know, I think people misunderstand what their own financial situation is sometimes. And I think that they might think, well, if I take out a reverse mortgage, I'm going to end up selling my house back to the lender. And so those are probably two misperceptions that are unfortunate. And so I guess if I could maybe start off this morning, I'd probably start off by saying with a reverse mortgage, you are protected by some of the most consumer friendly mortgage laws in the country, and that you own your home. You're never going to sell your home or lose your home to your lender, if you will, because the lender just is simply a lender. So a reverse mortgage is a lot like a traditional home equity loan, but it's designed for homeowners who are age 62 and over, and it gives them the ability to access the equity in their house so they can age in place or fund their retirement in a little bit of a different way. But unlike a home equity loan, it doesn't have a traditional monthly mortgage payment. So it really has the ability to let you tap into your own equity, age in place, live in your own home, but not have to turn back around and make a monthly mortgage payment, because it's really designed for people in or near retirement.
Yeah. And so you've given us a lot of benefits to reverse mortgages. And I think there's also confusion, although you've explained this too, but there might be something that is worth digging into with how does it work? You know, so somebody says, oh, wow, that sounds interesting. I'm listening to Scott talking to Kate. I'm curious and I'm interested in that. How do they go about it? How does it work?
Sure. So I would tell anybody that is in or near retirement, or frankly, if your parents or grandparents are in or near retirement, because a lot of our clients are actually the kids and the grandkids. When you think about, you know, so what is a reverse mortgage? How does it really work? Well, one thing I would probably tell people is in America today, American seniors are sitting on about $10 trillion worth of home equity. They're living longer than ever before, and they're saving less. And sometimes that has even been magnified by the fact that the stock market is kind of been pretty erratic over the last 6 months to a year. And so if you're looking for different ways to say, how can I better fund my retirement? How can I find a kind of a responsible retirement tool or maybe a risk management tool? Why not talk about a reverse mortgage as an option? You want to stay in your house. You want to access your own equity. In many cases, your house is your number one asset, and your equity is probably, in many cases, larger than your 401k or your IRA. So if we're talking about retirement, aging in place, we talk about stocks, we talk about bonds, we talk about 401ks all the time. Why are we not incorporating your home equity into that same discussion? And that's a little bit different than maybe the conversation we would have had 10, 15 years ago. But it's a new world, and the product is still a relatively new product, and it's growing in popularity and it's growing in knowledge, but we still have a long way to go to explain to people what a reverse mortgage is and how it can actually work and who it can work for and, frankly, who it may not work for.
Yeah. We're speaking with Scott Norman, Vice President for Finance of America Reverse. Scott, it's interesting. I was looking at your background, and you've been in the mortgage business, gosh, since the early 90s. But what I think is really fascinating is you closed the first reverse mortgage loan in Texas. What was that like?
Yeah, well, it was a lot of fun. It was a little bit of a different life ago. But the one thing I've seen when, you know, it doesn't matter if it was that very first loan that closed in Texas or the loans that we're going to close today around the country, everybody has one real thing in common. They're all going to age in place somewhere. And so it doesn't matter who your parents were. It doesn't matter where you went to school. We know that aging in America is scary and it's expensive and it can be confusing. And everybody's got the same thing in common. We're all going to age somewhere. Most people want to age in their house. That may not be it may not be an option for everybody. You may have to move into a nursing facility. You may have to move in with your kids, but we're going to age somewhere. And so why are we not having a open conversation about how best to do that? And I'm not saying a reverse mortgage is the best option for you, but I'm saying when we talk about your 401ks, let's also talk about your home equity and let's incorporate everything into a general discussion about how best to age in place, how best to fund my retirement, and why not really tap into my own resources and my own assets. And in many cases, that's probably going to be my home and my home equity.
Yeah. Wow. So interesting. Where can listeners go for more information, Scott?
Sure. So Finance of America Reverse is one of the leading providers of reverse mortgages in the United States. And our website is FAR.com or FAR.com.
Scott Norman, Vice President for Finance of America Reverse. Thanks so much. This was interesting.
Thank you so much.
So reverse mortgages, people have been talking about them, as I have said to him and I have said on the show before, and for many that is the right option, but he said it. For some it's not, because anything you do when it comes to mortgages, homes, whatever it is you're doing, it's obviously good to really do the research before you dive into something that you're uncertain about. All right, I'm certain about this, and here's what I'm certain about. I was looking at, you know, the high gas prices that we've been talking about. and millions in California, because they're really complaining in California because they're getting smashed with the highest rates, could get up to like $800 in gas tax refunds because of the high amount of petro. So more states are trying to figure out ways to fight gas prices, and that's one of the things that's happening in Cali. The proposal by the governor would give anybody who has a car in the state, truck, whatever, $800 as a gas refund. And hopefully they're not driving a lot, because that'll help you for a little bit, but then it's going to go away, right? The idea of sending cash to millions of people who own cars is pretty aggressive. And it comes a year after the state sent out millions of $600 stimulus checks to people, prompted by a massive budget surplus. And they're the highest in the nation, pretty much. You know, where we're talking about, they're paying, some, especially if they have a luxury car, you're really paying, but you're paying the highest rates in Cali. And I know there's people listening to us in California, so I feel you. California drivers spend, on average, about $300 in gas taxes per year. So they're arguing as to how to offset it. That's what they're doing now at this point. And there would be a cutoff point for the amount of money somebody makes, but because of what's going on with Russia invading the Ukraine and the U.S. banning oil imports from Russia, gas is about $4.24 on average. That's as of Wednesday, according to AAA. I mean, we know it's peaked before, and it could peak again, because there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And this is the common denominator of conversation. So what people are talking about is, how much did you pay when you filled up? I think I told the story about somebody I know that lives outside of San Francisco, and she said to fill the whole thing up, it would have been well over 100, so she just didn't want to see that number. So purposely, she fell a little bit short of filling it all the way up. Just a little bit short, not to take any chances, right? I don't want to see that number click across, and that would be shocking. I'd rather just kind of ease into it. Just ease into it and not worry about it. So there you go, right? And we talk about what people are doing to help the people in the Ukraine. How about this story? There was a NASCAR team owner who wanted to send 1 million rounds of ammo to the Ukraine. Richard Childress donated 1 million rounds of ammo through Ammo Inc. And so the bullets have actually made their way to the Ukrainian border. So all kinds of weapons, all kinds of food, all kinds of clothing even, is what the Ukraine needs, and certainly firepower. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show, or this hour anyway, and also to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.